Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. John Hockenberry is away. I'm Todd Zwillick.
I was going to say, you're not John Hockenberry, but I'm Adora Udoji. Today, confirmation hearings for members of President-elect Obama's cabinet, they continue, and Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano faces a panel in her bid to become Secretary of Homeland Security. She would be the first Democrat and the first woman to fill that post. Joining us now for more is Matt Benson, a political reporter who covers the governor for the Arizona Republic. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for getting up early for us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, there seems to be an expectation that the governor is going to get through these hearings just fine. Is that your understanding, too?
Yeah, that's right. You know, soon after her name came forward for this post, the two senators here in Arizona, John Kyle and John McCain, each came out in support of her nomination.
Let's listen to how President-elect Barack Obama describes Janet Napolitano.
She has spent her career protecting people as a U.S. attorney, an attorney general, and as the governor of Arizona. She understands the need for a Department of Homeland Security that has the capacity to help prevent terrorist attacks and respond to catastrophe, be it man-made or natural.
Do you think, Matt, she brings all those things to the job and that she can do it effectively? And what do her critics say?
Well, certainly she brings some of those qualifications. I mean, as a former U.S. attorney and state attorney general, it's undeniable that she has some unique qualifications from a border security perspective here in Arizona. Some of the weaknesses, obviously, she doesn't have much of the international experience in terms of intelligence, and some that's going to go with that in terms of the threat of terrorism. Now, she points out that as U.S. attorney, she was involved in the investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, which was domestic terrorism, at least. So some of that she has. And in terms of critics, I think the main complaint, frankly, has been about border security from folks who said this idea that she brings all of this border security qualifications to the table is sort of a farce because as governor, they would argue she hasn't done enough to secure the border and frankly has stood in the way of Republicans in this state who've wanted to do more in the last 6 years.
So is there a sense of opposition by some in the state of Arizona of her becoming the Secretary of Homeland Security?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, she obviously has her critics. Anybody who's been in office as long as she has is going to have those critics, but it's generally understood on both sides of the aisle that her nomination is going to sail through, assuming nothing comes up that is totally comes out of the blue. So I would put it more that way. And frankly, I think a lot of her critics are glad to see her go to D.C. and leave Arizona because her departure brings a Republican governor in as her successor.
So there's always a quid pro quo. There's always a flip side in politics, no matter how you slice and dice it. Matt Benson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Benson is a reporter for the Arizona Republic, and he covers the governor's office. He is a political reporter, and Todd Zwillick, he says she's going to sail through. You're coming to us from Washington. You think so, too, right?
Seems that way. I don't know if hopefully Eric Holder, well, not hopefully, but I guess hopefully for him, Eric Holder hopes he has the same luck. All the other Obama nominees are sailing so far, including Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so we'll be watching today.